But first, Gordo brings us a very exclusive interview. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, this is highly exclusive. We've become fascinated and somewhat repulsed by the personality of C.J. Wilson because he's just kind of a Chris douchey guy, but yet he's very honest about his Chrisian style. I think he fancies himself as kind of a fancy lad. And so I wanted to go up and ask him a question. Well, my one question that I was going to ask him, which was about the term crunchy, somehow morphed into a 7-minute interview with him. And the whole time I'm talking to him, all I can think about is the bragging montage that can come out of this interview, because he had many phrases.
And Gordo told me that when he went up to CJ last night in the clubhouse, CJ was doing an interview with some Italian reporters, and I asked, was he doing the interview in Italian? That would be very CJ of him.
Close to it. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of this, you can hear part of his Italian interview and listen to the answers that he's giving. So just as you listen to this, imagine which phrases can be taken, cut out, and put in a bragging montage. Here's my exclusive interview last night with Rangers starting pitcher C.J. Wilson.
I would say that if I could live in any other country, it was best food, beautiful people, beautiful country, you know, especially driving around and, you know, touching the cake.
Thank you.
C.J., quick question.
Nice beer, by the way.
You like this?
Doing me an impersonation.
Yeah, it's a little bit of C.J. ass. Let me ask you, you used a phrase after the, I think it was after the Wrangler, you said you felt crunchy.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does crunchy mean?
Just stiff, you know, stiff and like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you just feel like your body has like aches and pains and, you know, like the adrenaline wears off from pitching. When you're pitching and you're warm, or we say when you're hot, then you're sweating and you feel like lubed up and you feel smooth, everything moves well. Mm-hmm. But then if you sit down for too long, then literally your body gets stiff and your joints start cracking and whatever, you know, it's just, that's kind of the nature of the beast as a professional athlete.
So, lubed up and stiff would be opposites in this case.
Yes.
As opposed to, and other times, you would use them together and in concert.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how much you like to party and what area of the country you're in, I guess.
Understandable. Okay, C.J. Wilson's dream car. I'm assuming you could probably afford your dream car at this point, but it one that you would like to own that you haven't owned?
It's constantly evolving. You know, I have a Carrera GT, which is the coolest car ever that Porsche's ever made. I have a Ferrari that's pretty neat, but it's old. It's not old, but it's just used. But I don't know, the 1992 F40 Ferrari would be one car that I would be like never get rid of. That or I don't know. I mean, it's just such a preposterous car, but one that's even more preposterous is the, it's like a 250 GTO, really sweet.
So can you price those out?
Yeah, I know how much they cost. They're like, the F40 is about $600,000, mm-hmm. and a GTO is about $5 million, so I'm probably going to get one of those.
Right. What's the biggest splurge you have gone with since you've made these incredible money that you've made?
Well, it's not that incredible compared to a lot of people, I guess. But
is that a complaint, CJ?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm on the way up. It's okay. You know, my salary's gone up the last couple years, so that's good. I don't know. I don't have a house. You know, like I have a condo. So I guess maybe if I get a really cool house at some point, that would be the biggest thing that I would get.
What type of architectural style do you like?
I like modern stuff. Mm-hmm. Modern stuff, like a modern or a, you know, really contemporary. You know, I don't really like the country style house with the big puffy couches and stuff. I like to have a nice view with a cool pool, and then you know, like everything's wide and low, you know, because I'm not that tall, so I like to feel tall.
Like all white furniture, and you have like Eyes Wide Shut parties in it. And
man, you're just really on this kick with the NC-17 comments, huh? I don't know. I've never had an Eyes Wide Shut party, so I had some awesome pool parties this summer, and it was awesome to have like a house that you can have pool parties in. So as long as I can have a pool party, you know, here and there, maybe once a month in the summertime, then that would be cool.
So
like a fire pit and a pool.
Pool parties at the condo.
No. I rented a house this summer.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I wanted to see what it was like to live in a big house. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I grew up in like a 3-bedroom, 1,200 square foot house, and I've lived in apartments and condos my whole life. So, you know, I felt like it'd be kind of cool to actually live in a house, and then I found a nice house in North Dallas, so it was pretty cool.
So what keeps you from pulling the trigger on going ahead and buying one now?
Budget. You know, like, I don't have a contract for next year, so I'm technically unemployed until I get one. And because the collective bargaining agreement
agreement isn't signed yet, and I don't have a long-term contract, I don't really know what I can actually afford. You know what I mean? Because I'm one of those doomsday dudes, so like I always have like a huge like savings plan for the future and all that stuff, and I have my money invested like in a particular way so that I'm protecting myself from myself because I have expensive tastes, especially with cars.
Right. And what would you like to do after baseball? I mean, do you want to do another business or you just want to live the good life?
Well, I already have two side businesses right now and the charity, so I'll probably stick with those things, but I'll probably be a writer. I'd like to write, you know, in film and TV. That's what I went to school for.
Like serious stuff, like kind of wire-breaking bad stuff or comedies, like, hey, it's a new Charlie Sheen show.
I have a comedy that I'm writing right now, and then I have a action movie that I'm writing, and then I have a TV show that's kind of like a dramatic comedy put together.
So when you're not working out or pitching, you're just sitting at home on Final Draft banging out scripts.
I sleep 5 hours a day. I'm very good with my time, so I have a personal assistant that like takes care of all my business stuff. So like I just focus on my creative stuff and baseball, and that's it. It's awesome.
Wow. Now, how much does a personal assistant cost? $20 an hour, or is it more of a salary position?
It's a salary position, you know, because he's got to be on call whenever. He's extremely organized. I'm really bad at paperwork, so I potentially like almost lost my driver's license because I had an unpaid ticket that I wasn't even paying attention to.
Whoops.
It was an expired registration ticket. It wasn't even a speeding ticket. You know, knowing me, like you'd think it's speeding, but so he like nailed it, took care of it because I was like it was during spring training. I couldn't be in Texas, so he flew out there, got everything worked, so everything was fine. So
just stay. Which car was that on?
It was actually in my truck. I have a 2003 diesel truck.
Dually?
No. I don't need the dually.
You don't need that?
No, because it was when I was towing my cars around a lot for like when I would drive at the track and stuff in the off season, and but now that my race team, I have an official race team. We have a big rig, so I don't need to tow anything anymore.
All right, final question: top five female celebrities that you'd be interested in that you haven't met. You know, like on your dream list.
You already know the answer to one of these, don't you? That's why you're asking.
No, I don't. I really don't.
You ever heard the interview?
No, I haven't heard this.
Well, Olivia Wilde's number one.
Okay. That's the one that I should be aware of that I'm not.
Well, I did an interview, and then I've been getting asked about it a lot because I just straight up said, like, she's really cool. She actually likes classic cars, too. Found out she had, like, a Lincoln Suicide Door Continental, which is pretty awesome. So, you know, parallel interests. She's, like, she's into saving the environment and, you know, doing good charity work and stuff like that. So, you know, I figure it'd be a good match.
And after you gave that interview, you haven't met her yet. Since then, she didn't call you up or tweet you.
I'm in the playoffs, so focus is here.
Indeed. All right, what are the other four?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's just number one, 1A, 1B.
I'm a one-track mind guy, you know, so like we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, CJ, appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah.
CJ, got a second.
So there he is, CJ Wilson.
Man.
Now, I have to say,
you could build an 8-minute.
Oh, there's so many things in there. He talks. First of all, he was nice doing the interview, and he's CJ, and CJ is CJ,
mm-hmm.
and he just lays it out there for you. But he talks like a junior high girl. Mm-hmm. He just goes off the mouth, and he has a lot of things to say, and you know what I like? I like this and everything, and you know what I did? I did this, and I went over here and everything, and I have a whole race team, and like they tow my cars around for me now, but I used to have to tow them, and now I don't have to anymore because...
Lots of likes and whatevers, and you know what it means.
Yeah, you know what it means, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Totally nailed it. And
you know what
it
I
does.
Think? I think he's going to turn into for us.
What?
Like Brent Musburger or Bill Walton or those people who initially annoy you,
yeah.
But then you kind of, they just are what they are, and you
right.
just kind of.
They win you over. You
they win you over,
them,
and
yeah.
yeah, you're just. They are annoying, but it's a good kind of annoying.
Well, he did it with me in this. I mean, I spend 7 minutes talking to him, and already I kind of like the guy just because he's so cartoon funny with these. All he does is pitch games and write screenplays and race cars and collect $5 million cars or whatever. He's just...
Everything's awesome.
Yeah, everything's awesome. Just have some great pool parties, you know, just every once in a while, just like once a month.
Boy,
you know, with the whole fire pit and everything.
He's pulling the pulling the Tony Romo. Remember when Romo mentioned in an interview he wanted to date Jessica Simpson,
yeah.
and then he kept trying to play it hard until it happened?
Right.
Now he's doing it with Olivia Wilde.
Right.
All right, Gordo. Thanks for that exclusive interview. 8:53 here on Sports.